We're 6 months and a few days away from the November 11th opening of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. That's why the inside of the museum today sounds like this. Saws are working at full speed and full volume inside one of the galleries at the museum in progress. Yesterday, reporters from across the region and from across the country walked through the unfinished halls, restaurant, and other spaces so they could see the emerging museum. Next week, some of the sounds and facts collected during that tour of the museum, that was begun by Alice Walton, can be heard on Ozarks at Large. On this edition of Ozarks, information about the museum announced for the first time yesterday, including the financial base from which the museum will operate. Don Bacigalupi, the executive director of Crystal Bridges, told the tour yesterday the first-year budget has been estimated by staff.
First, in order to operate a museum of this scale, we talked about the daily operating expenses or the annual operating expenses of the museum, but we have calculated an initial operating budget, and again, you'll hear a range here, of approximately $16 to $20 million annually. So that's what we believe our annual operating budget, normal operating budget, will be as we begin the life of this museum.
He says that monetary figure puts Crystal Bridges on about the same operating level as museums like the Smithsonian American Museum in Washington, D.C., the St. Louis Art Museum, and the Phoenix Art Museum. Bacigalupi says Crystal Bridges will have an extraordinary secure beginning, thanks to a threefold financial gift announced yesterday. The Walton Family Foundation is giving a $350 million gift to act as an endowment for operations.
The annual draw from that operating budget based on a 4% of average fund value will likely be in the $14 million range. So of that $16 to $20 million operating fund at the beginning, three quarters of that will be funded by this operating endowment.
Additional gifts for acquisitions and capital at $325 and $125 million respectively were also announced yesterday.
These extraordinary gifts, these three gifts totaling $800 million, allowing us to start out with three strong endowments, four operations, four acquisitions, and four capital, means that Crystal Bridges will be on a solid and stable footing and a going concern for generations to come.
But the Crystal Bridges Museum staff doesn't expect the $800 million endowments to be the end of financial support for the museum. The executive director says the solid financial footing allows for confidence to turn to others to ask for involvement and further financial contributions. Bacigalupi was asked yesterday what kind of progress the museum would be able to make in that regard, especially since Crystal Bridges already seems to be in such secure shape. He answered that the museum has already made tremendous progress.
We haven't announced those additional enhancements, but we will, and it's been extraordinary. I've done development work all of my career, as any museum professional does, and I've never been in a community where the enthusiasm matches the ambition.
That enthusiasm, he says, is from local, regional, national, and international supporters. There are not naming rights opportunities in the usual sense, he says, but undoubtedly, Bacigalupi says, there will be name recognitions based on gifts announced in the future. Though there will be an annual draw on the first gift for operations, the second two gifts will be more flexible. The acquisitions endowment will be used to make sure the museum's collection continues to be an evolving entity. The $325 million acquisition endowment will allow Crystal Bridges to purchase major works of art in years to come. And the capital endowment of $125 million will allow for non-annual expenses such as new infrastructure and is not expected to have an annual large draw off of the principal. There were other figures announced yesterday. The museum staff expects between 150,000 and 300,000 visitors the first year. Bacigalupi admits that's a wide range, kind of a big guess.
People ask me all the time, well, how many people will come to the museum? I have no way of knowing that. None of us have any way of knowing that. There's no exact science to predicting that. There are lots of models we can look at. There are lots of precedents that we can look at, but none of them are exact fits for what we're doing here.
And there was also discussion of art yesterday. The museum officially announced the acquisition and installation of a work by sculptor Roxy Payne. The 47-foot-high cantilevered silver tree sits in front of the main entrance to the museum. And Don Bacigalupi told reporters that most of the works in the permanent collection will be in the museum on opening day, but only a fraction of those collected works have been revealed to the public. There is, in fact, still plenty of mystery left 6 months before the opening. The executive director yesterday demurred on several details, from when the art might begin to be moved into the museum.
Well, I can't tell you that or I'd have to kill you.
to the size of the museum's collection.
We haven't announced what the size of the collection is to date, and of course it's evolving too as the collection grows.
To the official hours and days of operation, or what, if any, admission fee there will be.
Well, they're still very much in progress. We haven't announced them yet.
Don Bacigalupi did say the museum will be open at least 6 days a week, at least a couple of evenings a week, and as many hours as possible to welcome as many interested visitors as possible. Though many details still need to be tweaked, many are known, and on Monday's edition of Ozarks at Large, we'll travel through the buildings on site to find out what we can expect when Crystal Bridges does open in November.
And then Building 6 is really capturing that American moment where the art world shifted to New York and starts roughly around 45, 47, and bumps into the contemporary work in this gallery. So there's a real bleed from Building 6. It's a grand soaring space.
From the galleries to the gift store to education to the trails, a tour of the museum under construction on Monday's Ozarks at Large.